My ankle seems to be fine. I usually don't know until the next day. So I think she just played lights out on match points, literally hitting lines and just went crazy on match point. So I don't think it was, she just played unbelievable on match point. No, I think she just played well on my serve after that point. I think she just kind of started playing really, really good. I don't think it had anything to do with my ankle, per se. I just think she was just nailing and hitting shots. And obviously, I made some mistakes, but she played really well after that.
Yeah, that was Serena Williams there talking about her loss and how her injury to her ankle didn't cause, and that wasn't the result of the reason why she lost that game against Pliskova. But it was a Serena Williams that we haven't seen before. Being up 5-1, you'd expect her to go on and win that
cruncher
game. So I don't know whether she choked or Pliskova just played better tennis. Mate,
how often with Serena on top does she not get the job done?
Yeah. Well, she's obviously very dominant when she's in that sort of position. But she was yesterday at 5-1. And then to go down like that was just a massive shock. But we'll ask our man on the ground, Roger Rashid. Good morning, Rog.
Morning, boys. Yeah, look, it was no doubt it's a shock when you're up 5-1. If you're 5-1 and completely motoring and you were fit going from that stage, yeah, you would think you'd put your house on Serena winning from there. A couple of things, she did turn her ankle. She had a match point, obviously got a foot fault attached to that one, her first match point on her serve. The other three match points weren't on her serve. And from that one, when she turned her ankle, she didn't win a serve. We didn't win a point on her service game.
Yeah.
So for the next, out of the next 12 points on her serve, she actually didn't win a serve on her service game. So, it was one of those things. We don't know how bad it was. But also, when you look at the opponent, in Pliskova, she's got big game. She hits the ball fast through the court, so she doesn't actually give you time to set up. And so she, that added pressure as well probably, was a part to do that. But, hey, in saying that as well, I'll give you another option, is that, with Serena, she could have hit her way through it. You never know. There's still a nervy, it's a nervy four games, five games for her opposition to try and get through.
Yeah, when you hear in the press conference after the match and she doesn't want to use the ankle as an excuse, is that to take nothing away from the opposition, or is it just to make sure that, she doesn't want to use it as an excuse?
Well, I think after all the stuff that took off, that happened at the US Open, I think there was a really big push for Serena to come across here in Australia and actually and do all, say all the right things, all the right notes. There's no doubt about that. If you look at all her her commentary through her press after all the matches, there was all that sort of taking place, and this was, I'm sure, it was definitely organised that she'd look after that as well, because if you come out and make that as your excuse, and you don't expect champions to do that as well, that if you're on the court, you haven't called for the trainer. If you had rolled your ankle, regardless of all that, that means you're saying that I'm okay and I can try and, I'll get through it with that. Otherwise, call the trainer. Didn't do that and pay the respects that she should have paid to her trainer.
Yeah, she was good. Mate, let's get down to it. $1.23, Kvitova, Danielle Collins, $4.20.
I mean, it's interesting, isn't it? Because Kvitova is just a raging favourite. Never won a Grand Slam match, Collins. She's 0-5 in Grand Slam, so now she's not. She's the semi-finalist. You can bit of her for mine, yeah. I said she was a favourite for the tournament from day one with me, so she would just be too good. It's a massive moment. In saying that, Collins, we're going to get a competitive player for sure, because she loves to compete.
Yeah. And what about in the other game, mate?
I like Osaka in the other one. I think it can go either way. I mean, Pliskova can bounce back and win that. I mean, it's a big win over Serena. She'll enjoy that, and she's got a big game as well. She gets the ball flat through the court, as I said. So, big weapon, serves big. I'm going to lean with Osaka. Her maturity so far throughout the tournament. I think she's come back from step down and showed some really good maturity, so I like her.
Right, Pliskova is $2.20 and Osaka is $1.70. What about in the men's, Tsitsipas and Nadal? Nadal, $1.20 favourite, and Tsitsipas, $4.60 outsider.
It's popcorn tennis, there's no doubt about that, because you've got Nadal playing brilliantly. He was great the other night, but remembering a few things that Tsitsipas actually, he's such an aggressive all-court player. He's going to serve volley. He's got a big serve. He's going to take Nadal's shots early. He's going to come into net, expose himself there. So the all-court player up one end versus Nadal, who's going to try and bully him if he can, it makes for exciting, exciting tennis. I mean, you cannot miss a ball of that. And I think I'm leaning Nadal with ball.
Yeah, and Djokovic, it was sort of the result that he needed against Nishikori to give his body a bit of a rest, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, it helps you. There's no doubt about that. I mean, he plays Lucas Buller, who got through against Milos Raonic, and you know his first, he was 0-5 at the Australian Open early. So, look, Novak's a big, big favourite to get through. He's going to get through so unscathed, so healthy. I think there'll be a bit more of a physicality attached to the Nadal Tsitsipas match. But the winner of this match gets a couple of days off. They don't play till Sunday. So you know, everyone's going to come into the Australian Open final fresh from the men's side of it, in my opinion. And you know, but at the moment, Novak is in the box seat if you're looking at things. Yeah. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So they're going to, without Roger Federer, they're still going to get the final they want in a way, aren't they? Well, Nadal, Djokovic.
Yeah, and they've got, and look, and if Tsitsipas gets there, they're going to get an amazing final. I mean, you know, great storyline as well, you know, he was number one junior in the world. You know, there was obviously big things for him, but he's just a great character and plays the game the right style that we love to see play. So, other good things, Sammy Stosur's in the women's final. John Pierce is playing today in the semi-finals of the men's doubles. And so we've got a lot of good little storylines along the way. But the women's and men's finals are going to be, I think we're going to have some cracker tennis matches to finish off with. So, and we did that last year as well. We had two cracker matches, and I think we're going to do the same here this weekend.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, Rog. Let's hope everyone plays their potential and we get some cracking games of tennis. We'll speak to you tomorrow, mate.
See you, boys.